It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protests in Denver over the police killing of a black man in Minnesota turned violent last night. Shots were fired into the protest near the state capitol, and police are investigating. Before that, the protest started peacefully around 5 p.m. Pradeep Singh Badesha recorded from his home chants of "I Can't Breathe" and "Black Lives Matter." Later in the evening, police shot pepper balls and police vandalized the state capitol and lawmakers' vehicles there. More protests are scheduled for today. Governor Polis says Coloradans are now welcome to drive longer distances if they are careful. The state had previously asked people to stay within 10 miles of their homes to reduce the spread of coronavirus. Polis says travelers now should still respect the wishes of local communities.
We have communities in Colorado that have chosen to be more welcoming of tourists in limited numbers at this point. We have others that are still actively discouraging out-of-towners from coming by.
New surveys suggest that metro area commuters and employers are getting used to telecommuting. Three-quarters of employees said they were just as productive while working from home. Companies say they have more favorable attitudes toward teleworking. Ron Papsdorf is with the Denver Regional Council of Governments. He says more people staying home could help alleviate traffic congestion.
Maybe not every single day for 8 weeks in a row, but maybe a day or two a week, right? And that can have a pretty significant impact.
Traffic is down about 20% across the state compared to this time last year. The Denver Center for the Performing Arts has canceled its entire 2020 and 2021 theater company season because of COVID-19. The cancellations affect 9 shows, including Rattlesnake Kate, a musical written by a member of the band The Lumineers. Officials say they'll reassess in the spring when to bring shows back. This is CPR News.